Social impact everywhere.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Today, we have a very special guest with us today. We have Bill from World's Best Cream. And this is an incredible opportunity that you have to listen to, and actually a huge humbling opportunity for me, because Bill has created something that it really is changing people's lives. And I'm going to leave a lot of it for Bill to talk about. But Bill, I wanted to say thank you for taking time for being on the podcast today.
It's great to be here, and glad we connected.
Yeah, I am too. And I'd love to just, you know, learn a little bit more about you and what you do. And the question I have then is, who are you? You know, who's Bill? What do you do? And why are you a social impactor?
Well, I've been a professional horseshoer for 4 decades. And a few years back, I knew I had to retire out of horseshoeing because the body was starting to hurt. And after trying a couple other businesses, you know, biodiesel, and I got a storage company, and I started playing around with copper, and I developed a copper cream, and taking it to market, took it to the plowing match and the Royal Winter Fair. And what's amazing is CTV did a story on me, took it national, and we came up with the name World's Best Cream, because originally it was called Mr. Arthritic Cream. And people said it's a miracle cream, or they called it World's Best Cream. And what happened is, you know, people, they bought the cream and they said, we've tried everything else, and this is the world's best cream. Or they would call in and say, this is the miracle cream because I've tried everything else and nothing worked and this does. So that's how World's Best Cream, the name of it, came about and stuck. And now we're starting to get into some branding with WBC, but that was sort of the short and sweet of it.
Wow. And I love the name World's Best Cream, but you were telling me the story before, and it was about how, you know, you came up with this you know, idea, and you took it to market. But why, like, I don't want you to talk about too much about, you know, specifically the production of it, because I know that's, you know, a very, very, that's your secret. But why copper? Like, what happened with this? What was your and what was the inception of it?
Well, like I said, I was looking for something to take to market that nobody else had. And I looked at colloidal silver and the benefits of colloidal silver. And, you know, there's colloidal gold, and people use it for anti-aging. Colloidal silver is great for it kills like 600 different pathogens. But a lot of people have already taken it to market. And I was trying the same thing, playing around with copper. I thought, okay, well, people wear a copper bracelet, and started thinking about a cream. And after doing some playing around, and I had a system operating, and it screwed up on me. And so I had this mud, and made a cream out of it, started giving it to people. And I was getting the same result that my wife was, and people I knew well said, yeah, this is taking the pain away, the arthritis. And it was then that I started doing the research and the benefits of copper. I really didn't have much of a clue, you know, the benefits of copper until I started getting results from people, and they said, this is, whatever this is, it's really working well, and to keep pursuing it. So that's what happened there.
That's awesome. And I liked how you started with friends. You brought it in, you said, try this out, and just how beautiful that worked out. What was it like going from being a professional horseshoer to doing this, to traveling, you know, to trade shows and building this World's Best Cream? What was that like?
That was a huge, huge learning curve. You know, most of my work was always, you know, one-on-one with people, and you know, go in and do my work. So, you know, one, to explain to the people what a horse shoer does, you're like a foot doctor for horses, and, you know, to get them balanced in that. So I'm not from a pharmaceutical or medical background or biology or chemistry. And now I was fortunate, a company we were working with that were going to take it to market, they did introduce me to a few companies that do manufacturing, and I attended trade shows. They had the main booth, and I had a little table set up and would sell my product, and you know, got introduced to different people, that sales team that could take it into different stores. And back in 2008, actually, we didn't have an NPN. So then I had to start the process for an NPN with an after product number. So that's through Health Canada, because anytime you have a pain claim, you have to have an NPN. And in the States, it's called an NDC through the FDA.
Yeah.
So, between meeting the different manufacturers of what they do and the protocol, I didn't know anything about certificate analysis and all the stuff that you had to do. It was learn on the fly. So yeah. And still learning. It's quite a interesting field, actually.
No, it sounds like it. And I can imagine that transition, just how different that was. But I mean, you've done an incredible job with it, and you're in what, 1500 stores, you said, now?
Yeah, somewhere between 1,500 to 2,000, and
wow.
We're last year we got into all the major health food stores in Toronto. You know, there's Nature's Emporium and Healthy Planet, Carrot, Ambrosia, and then. We have another company, they have it on Amazon, and then they got us into Costco online. And we have a pharmaceutical distributor, so they have it probably in 600-700 different pharmacies they have, plus we have our own house accounts. And our health food distributor, he got us into like the health food stores, and looks like Canadian Tire is going to be coming online this year, and a few other big chains. So it's very exciting. And then from the CGTA show in Toronto, we met a lady this quite a few years ago, and they're taking our product into the Middle East. And then at a trade show, we met AJ, and he is currently going to take it into India. They're doing a clinical currently. And then another family friend of Shalina that's taking it into the Middle East, he wants to take the product into China. So we're starting to get some international exposure. And now going internationally, we did get an NDC for our cream under a different name, which is equivalent to a Health Canada NPN number.
Wow. No, it's incredible the success you've had in getting this, you know, to friends and then going to a national market, now international. But I'm curious about you now, and I'm curious about, you know, Bill and how you went through your life and came to this point where you're running this incredible company and building this incredible product. And how are you making a positive impact then in your community?
It's the impact we have is going back to the name of the product, World's Best Cream. People calling in and saying, you know, one fella from Sault Ste. Marie called me, and he was, you know, quite harsh in his vocabulary, and you know, and he said, "You Bill Burley," and I said, "Yeah," and we had a bit of a conversation. And he said, "I just want to thank you for inventing that cream, he said they were going to cut my leg off, and he said they're not going to cut my legs off. They canceled my surgery. You know, that blew me away. We've had several calls right off the top of my head. I know we had like three contractors who were going to close up shop, use the product. They didn't close out their business because of pain. They were going to close out their business. I've had welders, electricians, all different types of trade people call me and say, you know, I was going to close up shop. I couldn't weld no more. I couldn't do my electrical business because of your product. I can, do the welding job now. And so that's the main thing, how we're contributing to our community, society, is people tried, you know, different things for pain and to stay in business, and they start using our cream, and instead of them having to retire or find another field, they can continue to do what they love doing. So that's the joy we get really out of the business, is when we get reports from people that they can stay in business. We have a lot of people that use our cream, diabetics, and with diabetics, they have a thing called neuropathy, and their feet tingle and they can't sleep. And we get several calls, you know, thanks for showing us, or we met you at a show or whatever. And they put the cream on the bottom of their feet because the copper increases blood circulation. Their feet don't tingle. And we've had people say, I haven't had a good night's sleep in, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. And actually, when a news story went national, we had a lady call us, Donna from Sudbury, asking me if it would help on growth pain. And she said her daughter had juvenile arthritis. And I said, well, I'm sure it will help her. So she called me a couple of days later, and she said, that's phenomenal. She said, my daughter cries herself to sleep every night. And she called and said, my daughter's been sleeping well. She doesn't have no more pain. So, I mean, when you hear stories like that, and you know, they're not stories, they're true stories, that really gives you a great feeling, but you've really contributed to society also.
So you're virtually changing people's lives for the better.
Yes, very true.
Huh. It's incredible, and I mean you're telling real stories of people that were actually affected, and I haven't heard of that challenge with people who suffer from who have diabetes, but I can imagine that there's a whole range of arthritic problems or any kind of challenges where copper then, and your product specifically, would help those people out. Like it really is world's best cream. that's just me saying that, but it's incredible.
Yeah, it is. And now there has been a lot of research. I know, actually, when we did our NPN number, Health Canada had to do a new category for copper because they didn't have nothing for copper. Wow. And so we submitted a bunch of research papers, and they made a classification, because usually you can get an NPN in a year, and ours took 2 years. And that was stressful, and you're on nerves, are they going to approve it and everything? But and at the same time, I was doing more research, and there is a lot of research out there that copper is key in rebuilding new connective tissue. And my own thoughts, that's why some people take a lot longer to heal over others, being that FDA and Health Canada say that 80 to 85% of people are copper deficient, and copper is key in rebuilding new connective tissue. So your body's looking for that copper, and if it doesn't have it, then your body can't heal itself. And so we come across that research. And then the neuropathy part, we just tripped into that. You're at a trade show, people say, they say, well, I help with neuropathy, and I said, what's neuropathy? So when they told me, and I said, well, try it. And so people started coming back and saying, if you go on our Facebook and that, you'll see people, you know, testifying about it. So that's how we found out that it helped with neuropathy. And then it clicked that it makes sense because you get a tingle. And that means you don't have good circulation. So the copper helps in circulation. And they were better. I don't know if it cures it, but I know it sure helps them.
Yeah. That's incredible. I don't have much more words than saying that that's, you know, truly life-changing for a lot of people. And I want to transition now into the business, into, you know, World's Best Cream and what you're doing with it and your opinion on what business should be. And the question is, do you believe social impact as an idea or whatever it is an important part of business?
Can you elaborate on that, the social impact part?
Yeah, of course. When I that question really is looking at, you know, you have traditional business and many times it's just a single bottom line or it's very much, you know, based on that customer interaction, just buying the buying a product. But I'm curious, you know, this new trend and this new what I consider the future of business is building social impact into what you do as a company. So you have a triple bottom line or you have a mission driven business that builds and creates and gives something back to society.
Well, our mission statement was to help as many people as possibly in a natural way. And because I brought my daughter in a few years ago, and we were discussing that, and so the social part of it, my daughter, which I brought her into the company 4 years ago, and so she uses you know Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all that, working with people. And myself, being the head of the company, I just wanted to build a good team that are passionate about their work and are passionate about helping other people, giving people, you know, our customers good satisfaction. You know, we have a 30-day money-back guarantee on the product that, you know, if you don't think the product helped you, we'll return the money. And how that came about was people wanted to know if we had a sample, and that was not cost effective. So I said, well, we'll just give them a 30-day money back guarantee if they're not happy with the product. But going back to the social aspect of it, I really don't know where to go from that.
Yeah.
on the social part.
I mean, I think you've explained it actually pretty well, and it's that your social impact is that you're helping people really target the symptoms of what they have, which is nice, and you're also you're giving people, you know, a better day, a better life, because the symptoms they have from, you know, arthritis, whether it be, you know, from old age or you know, adolescent arthritis, you're actually giving them a way to live a normal life. And I think that's a huge social impact, because then that ripple effects into, you know, they have better interactions, they're in less pain, so they can focus more. I think it's kind of a ripple effect you create in people's lives.
Yeah, I pulled something out here. Our core beliefs for World's Best Cream, and my statement was, we're working together to build a team of workers that are passionate about what we do. We want customer satisfaction is a high priority for World's Best Cream, as we want to help people improve the quality of their life. And so we know that from the testimonies that it's helping improve the quality of their life. World's Best Cream is developing products that will help people change their life for the better. Why should anybody have to live in pain and suffer? That is not a way to live, and we want to help, you know, people have a more abundant life. So I know, going back to when I first figured out how to make a cream using the copper, that was the furthest thing from my thought that I would be able to help people with a product like this.
Yeah, no, and I mean you're doing it, which is awesome. It's not just an idea that you have. You ran with something, and now you have a business that is changing people's lives for the better. I love that, because you are your company and what you do is a prime example of what, you know, a social enterprise or a company that creates social impact should be doing.
Yes. Yeah. And like I said, my Angela right now, she's married. She takes care of the social media, and actually the Christine that got a hold of you, that was from our new lady we just hired to do our social media. And we connected going back to social media. I put an ad out on Kijiji saying we need somebody to do our online marketing, because Angela is bogged down on other day-to-day operations. Mm-hmm. So we found somebody in Orangeville. So yeah, the internet and social media is changing, you know, how business is done. It's great. You can connect to people around the world.
Yeah. No, it's true. And I mean, a product that you created like yours, you can distribute that internationally, right? And help out people that you might not have interacted with personally, but you're now able to, you know, benefit, be a part of their lives by helping them out.
Very true. Yeah. Because when you get, you know, different platforms, be it, you know, Alibaba, Facebook, Twitter, you can talk to people around the world and connect. So I remember when I was a teenager back in the 70s, if you wanted to connect, you know, basically had to drive there or fly there and talk to the people. And now you can talk online and meet people all over the world.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's amazing. And because we have the internet, and because, you know, everything you're doing, I think that you are, you have a huge knowledge base on building impact in the world. And I want to jump into the last question, because it's about your advice for other people. And it's, what is that advice that you have for others to begin making a social impact, or maybe just, let's say, a general impact in their communities?
I would say to be focused, in focus means once you have something that you want to do, push everything out to the side and prioritize it, what your focus is. Not putting family to the side, you know, let's get one thing straight. You know, family should always be number one in your life.
Yep.
But when it comes to business, then get focused and make up your mind that you're going to pursue it and build a team. And we don't get to the top by doing it by ourselves. You know, I've read quite a few people's biographies, and they, you know, be it Henry Ford, Edison, Tesla, they all had a team, and let people do what they know how to do best. Don't micromanage it, and just keep the team focused and to working towards a goal. And it doesn't matter what it is that you want to do, if you stay focused and build a good team, and you can reach, you know, I guess some people would say, you know, get to the top, but no fun going to the top if you're going to be all by yourself. Take a team with you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you want to build people up as you build this, you know, a company, or build really a vision. You want to have other people alongside you to celebrate those successes and wins.
Yes, very true. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I think that was great advice. And I it's actually the first time that I've really heard a focus on teams. You know, there's always, you know, I guess an idea of working well with other people, but teams are really the essence of what makes something successful, right? It's shared leadership, shared distribution. So, you know, thank you for that perspective. I think that's unique.
Yeah, because I guess because, you know, decades of experience is that, well, actually, I went to business college. I only went there for one semester. And so you got, you know, your business math and accounting and marketing and economics. And, you know, and I was making good money as a professional farrier, horseshoer. And I thought, what am I doing here? You know, it's going to take me decades to figure all this out. And it would be cheaper for me just to hire an accountant or a marketing person. And so even though I dropped out of the program, it was still a success for me because it made me realize to stay focused that you need somebody that's a full-time accountant. You need somebody that's what they do for a living is marketing, or you know, somebody that understands economics, and you need people in their specialties to help you in whatever field that you're going to go, and from that you can build a team.
That's that great entrepreneurial spirit. You have it. It's shared leadership. Yeah.
Yeah, and let people do what they know how to do best. So many times, you know, it doesn't matter what it is you do. Like yourself, you know, if you're a host on a radio show, nobody is going to do it to your expectations. And but if somebody's, you know, setting up all the equipment and that, they may not do it to your expectations, but they'll get the job done. And too many people try to micromanage because they want it done their way, even though the end result will be accomplished, they're not going to do it exactly the way that you would do it. And just let people, if they understand your vision, they will help you get to the end result. And so let people do what they know how to do best, and don't harp at them.
No, exactly. Exactly. I couldn't agree more with you on that. Bill, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, you know, for the time that you put in today. And I know, you know, it was only 30 minutes of time together, but I learned a lot. I loved looking at the research you've done with your product. And I also really like that your mission helps just really at a core helping people. Your mission is to, you know, create that change and bring a team together. And I think that from just the 30 minutes with you, you're definitely someone that I look up to, because shared leadership is how you build futures, how you build opportunity for people. So, you know, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for taking time on the show. And then I thank you for also giving me a chance to learn from you, from the knowledge that you've had in your experience through life.
Well, and I thank you for taking the time also. And it's been great.